As our church celebrates Mother's Day today,
I
pray that the Lord will bless the mothers here.
我祷告神能够让我们,
because they've done so much to nurture us,
因为我们的母亲真是培养我们长大,
to love us,
爱我们,
and to shape our lives. And we know, if we're honest as a Christian,
我们知道我们基督徒,
that many times our mothers, the way they love us, help us to understand and appreciate God's love too.
让我们的母亲在那里教养我们的时候，让我们也能够同样能够感谢神对我们的爱。
I'd like to call your attention to the title of my message.
今天我要看，请大家看一下我这个标题。
Motherhood, a burden or a gift?
这个做母亲是一种负担还是一个礼物？
Now you know that I'm not a mother, I've never been a mother.
然后我也不是一个妈，我也。So
to prepare for this message,
我准备这个信息的时候,
I did research on what people think about motherhood.
我在网上查了一查，人别。 普通的人是怎样想这个，怎样做人母亲这件事情的。
And then I look at the scripture.
我看了看圣经。
And the one person that I think would be an excellent model.
一个人物，圣经上的一个人, 我可以成为一个完整的一个典范。
Would be Mary, the mother of Jesus.
就是玛利亚, 就是我们主耶稣基督的母亲，肉身的母亲。
Have you ever thought?
你们有没有想过?
That a young girl, actually a teenager,
一个年轻的姑娘，是一个十几岁的姑娘，
probably around 16 years of age,
差不多16岁的时候,
and an angel announced to her one day,
一个天使向她宣告,
that you will be the mother of Jesus.
你会成为耶稣基督的母亲。
I don't know how you would respond.
我不知道你怎样反应。
It's incredible.
真是不可思议。
If you talk about the pressure of being a mother,
你想一想这个作为母亲的一个压力。
Can you imagine Mary being the mother of the Son of God?
你想象玛利亚成为一个主耶稣基督的母亲, 她面对的压力是多少?
But one thing I know, the reason why she's able to be the mother that God had appointed her to be,
一个原因我知道, 她为什么会成为, 神指派她做耶稣的母亲。
If you remember the angel,
记得天使说的话,
who came to Mary,
然后到玛丽这里来,
one of the first things that he said,
第一件事他说的,
was not to be afraid.
不要害怕。
And then secondly,
第二个,
the angel assured her,
这个天使对他说,
that the favor of the Lord is upon you.
这个神的恩降在你的身上。
So my prayer for mother today, whether your children are this little, as this short or this small,
当你的孩子如果是这么小的话,
or your children are already all grown,
或者你的孩子已经长大了,
that you will remember one thing very important today.
你要记得一件事很重要,
that it is God's favor that you can be a mother.
这是神的恩典, 所以你成了一个母亲。
Amen to that?
Amen.
It is all by His grace.
这是神的恩典。
And the more you humble yourself before Him,
在神面前越谦卑,
the more you will see how the Lord bless you,
你应该看见神更加的保守你,
to bless your children and family.
然后又保守你的孩子, 你的家庭。
So today I would like to start off, with the first area, which is when motherhood is a burden for mothers.
当我要讲的第一个部分就是说，在什么情况下成为一个母亲就会成为这个女性的一个负担呢？
There are two points. The first is the a burden, and then a gift.
是成为神的礼物呢，还是一个负担？
Okay, first is unplanned pregnancy.
第一个要讲就是，如果你的怀孕是没有计划的话，
Did Mary experience that?
玛丽有没有经过这个事情呢？
If you look at Matthew chapter 1,
大概看马太福音第一章,
verses 18 and 19,
18-19节,
let me read it in English first. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. So this is what basically happened.
18节这样讲，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了给了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿以明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。这就是当时是怎样发生的一件事情。
So let me ask you.
我问大家，was the pregnancy
of Mary planned?
这个玛丽怀孕，她有没有想过计划过这件事呢？
No, entirely not the case.
她完全没有计划过这个事情。
In fact, the first step that she needs to take is to be married.
事实上，最好的办法应该是第一步她要做的就是先结婚。
And then hopefully pregnancy will come after that.
然后就可以怀孕。
So in my survey with, the survey that I did a research on.
我查了一查，这个是有这样一个统计。
Unwed mothers, of course, had unplanned pregnancy.
有很多母亲是没有计划就怀孕。
And so readily they would look at motherhood as a burden.
然后他们就把这个怀孕就成了一个很大的负担。
At the same time,
在同时,
based on the survey,
这个统计是这样说,
one-third of all pregnancy that occur in America are unplanned. So then they did a research to make and get arrive at this finding.
然后他们又做了一个调查。
If a pregnancy is unplanned,
如果这个怀孕是没有计划的话,
we know that it affects the mother adversely.
然后最终就是对这个母亲是很负面的影响。
But how does it affect the child that was born?
但是这怎样影响那个出生的孩子呢?
And they found out, and this is the result.
这个是这样结果。
That a lot of children who were unwanted,
很多并没有计划过的孩子出生以后,
experienced less warmth or love from the mother.
然后他从母亲那里得到的, 接受和爱就很少。
And the child has not as much access to resources like the mother reading to the child.
然后呢，这样的孩子呢，就是也很少得到母亲那里来的资源，像就像是比如说母亲给他讲故事。
An unplanned pregnancy,
但如果是一个有计划的怀孕的话,
not only affects the unwanted child,
然后他就影响了这个没有计划过的孩子,
but affects also the older child as well.
他们这样没有计划的怀孕也
So you can see a large part of the family is affected by unplanned pregnancy.
但是你可以看见，在一个家庭中，如果有这样的事情发生的话，就是家庭的很多成员都会受了影响。
So can you imagine, Mary? This could have happened to Mary.
你可以想象这件事情发生在玛利亚身上，怎么办呢？
That it is a pregnancy that will affect her adversely.
最终，如果是有这样一个事情发生的话，对她是有负面影响的。
Her reputation,
她的名誉。
How would she explain for her pregnancy?
她怎样解释她的怀孕呢？
Because it's never happened that a woman could be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Never happened.
这个在人类历史上从来没有发生过一个妇女通过圣灵而怀孕。
So she will be marked for life as an immoral woman.
这个她一生中就会有这样一个标记，就是不道德的女子。
So we can see that motherhood could be a burden.
在这件事情上，我们刚开始的时候，我们看见这个成为母亲就成了她的负担。
If it comes as a result of unplanned pregnancy.
如果这样的没有计划过的怀孕的话，就成了一个负担。
Secondly, if you look at Luke chapter 1, verse 34.
我们下一场看看，路加福音。 第一章34节
Let's have Li Jun 弟兄帮我们念
OK 天使回答说圣灵要临到你身上至高者的能力要庇护你因为你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子或作所要生的必称为圣称为神的儿子 34
So in other words,
我再读一遍，我刚才读的是三十五节啊，是三十四节。玛利亚对天使说：“我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”
Okay, so here, Mary was surprised by this interruption.
在这里你看，玛利亚对这个突然的事情发生的，她就不知道怎么办。
I believe never in her life did she plan for this.
在她的一生中，她从来没想到过这样的事情会发生。
And then, so when you look at the survey that has been conducted,
大家看一下这个统计，大家所做的。
On women, on their views of motherhood,
在这个女性对她成为母亲这样一个观点上,
a number of most of the women felt it is a burden.
很多女子就觉得这个是一个负担。
Because they wanted to enjoy freedom.
很多的女子那个时候想要享受她的人生的自由。
They want to have the freedom to travel.
他们要想在人生中他有时间去旅行。
Pursue their career.
然后他能够去在事业上有所成就。
And to be successful.
然后在事业上能够成功。
So to be successful, that will translate into working long hours and working hard.
如果一个人要在事业上成功的话，他就要在工作上努力，然后多做工的时间就比较长。
And once a child comes into their lives.
当一个孩子来到他们的人生中的时候。
It is an interruption that lasts for at least 20 years.
这个就是对他人生的计划就有一个中断，就是这个中断的话，有时候会有20年之久。
So it is very sad to hear from mothers.
真是我们有时候觉得听母亲说起来这个事情很伤悲伤。
When they try to answer this question,
当他们要回答这样问题,
What reward do I get for being a mother?
我做母亲我得到了什么呢？
And the way they answer would be something like this.
他们得到的回答是这样子的。
It has given me a lot of stress.
这个就是母亲就说，真是给了我很大的紧张。
It has made me physically drained.
然后在身体上我也被消耗尽了。
Financially poor.
在经济上我也变穷了。
For raising a child.
然后这样的话才能培养一个孩子。
It's an interruption.
是不是这样是一个中断呢？
Have you ever thought of that?
你没想过这样的事情呢？
As children.
我想你想到过。
And for us husbands who've never been a mother before.
我们这些做丈夫的以前没做过吗？
And then you also see the cynicism in grown children.
然后你也看见这样一个同样的事情在培养孩子长大。
People who are maybe close to my age.
有些人差不多到了我这个年纪。Sometimes
you will say, as far as being a parent,
有时候大家说，做一个父母。
I've done my part in helping or caring for my elderly parents.
我已经做了很多的事情，能够这些事情就是照顾怎样照顾我自己的父母。
But I will never dare to expect my children to do this for me.
但是我也不敢在那里说我的孩子会像我对待父母一样对待我。So
we can become very bitter.
我们有时候会很痛苦的。Because
motherhood could be a long-term interruption.
这是一个做母亲这样一个事情，就可能是一个很长时间的打断我们的生活。I
believe Mary experienced that.
我想玛利亚也是在那里经受了这样的事情。
Especially when Jesus was not readily accepted by his people.
当耶稣在那时候并不能为世上的人所接受的时候。
So we can see that motherhood could be a burden.
但我们这里看到，如果这样一个成为一个母亲的话，就成了一个负担。
Because of unplanned pregnancy.
但没有计划好的怀孕的话。
Unwanted interruption.
没有。 准备的这个打断生活的中断的话,
and then, thirdly, an enormous responsibility.
然后第三点就是在这个生活中有很巨大的责任。
We will look at Luke chapter 2, verse 21 to 35.
我们要看一下路加福音第二章第二十三、二十一节到三十五节。
Yeah, but let me, because it's a long passage, so I'll just narrate the first part.
我因为是个长的经文，我先讲这刚开始的这个简短一些。Yeah.
So on the eighth day, Jesus was brought to the temple.
在第八天的时候，这个耶稣就被带到了圣殿里。
And there was an elderly person by the name of Simeon.
那时候有一个年老的人, 他的名字叫西面。
Yeah, he's been waiting for God's salvation, God's gift of salvation.
他这个人在那里等待神的救恩。
And so when Joseph and Mary brought the Jesus to the temple,
当约瑟和玛丽把耶稣带到这个圣殿里的时候,
for the cleansing ceremony or purification ceremony,
然后是献给主为圣,
它是这样一个过程。 The prophet Simeon saw something special about Jesus.
这个先知西面看见了这个耶稣基督, 他就觉得这个是很不寻常。
So he held up the baby in his arm.
他把, 西面就用手接住这个孩子。
And then he, in a sense, prophesied.
然后他在做了一个预言。
So let's have Li Jin read from
33:33-35。孩子的父母因论耶稣的话就稀奇，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子被立，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。” 又要做毁谤的话柄，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
I believe a lot of us have dedicated our children before.
我想我们很多这里做家长呢，把我们的孩子也做过这个奉献。
And when you do that,
在教会里做过奉献。
And when you do that,